Welcome to Pit Pass Moto, the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings you the biggest names in the motorcycle industry right to you. I'm Dale Spangler, and this week we have a special episode with rider interviews from the Boise round of the Endurocross series. Moto America is the home of AMA Superbike and North America's premier motorcycle road racing series, with some of the best motorcycle racing on two wheels. Rewatch every round of the 2022 series and catch all the action from each race with the Moto America Live Plus video on demand streaming service. Or visit the Moto America YouTube channel for race highlights and original video content. Look for a complete 2023 schedule coming soon at MotoAmerica.com. And be sure to follow Moto America on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for real time series updates. Dave is out this week attending the EICMA trade show in Milan, Italy. So this week's show will feature some interviews I conducted with some of the top racers in the Endurocross series. We hope you enjoy this special episode of Pit Pass Moto, and as always, thank you for listening. All right, here at Boise Endurocross and with William Reardon, and you're from Australia, right?
Yeah.
How did you end up here in the Endurocross series?
Yeah, so from Australia, I moved here 4 years ago. Actually moved over because of my dad's work, and we're obviously raced in Australia, and I always wanted to come here, or Europe. It's kind of where you, if you want to go further in the sports, where you go, because Australia kind of taps out. So I was lucky to come here for that, and then now being able to stay here and race. And then a couple years ago, I'm full-time Endurocross and hard enduro, so I'm loving it.
Oh, right on. Yeah, I didn't know you switched over. I think I remember your name from GNCC, right? Like, did you first come over and race those?
I did a couple, but we were living on the West Coast over here, and I was doing the works and a few hair scrambles and stuff. But my brother is actually full-time GNCC now.
Oh, wow. That must be difficult. So you guys are completely split, like separate coasts, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So we actually live on the East Coast in North Carolina, but for the Endurocross, I have to come over here, which is cool. And then, but my brother, he's actually racing tonight, and we both won our heat, so it was pretty funny.
I saw that. I saw he was out there. I wasn't sure because I didn't see his name in the points, so I figured he wasn't a normal.
No, so he's just popping in. He was over here, and thought, why not do the last two rounds?
So you're riding for what, RPM? Is that if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, RPM, KTM.
Yeah, so what's the plans going forward? You going to keep doing this hard enduro, you said, and like the US hard enduro series?
Yeah, yep. So that starts up early next year, so we'll do that. And then Endurocross as well next year. And I'll just do that for as long as I know.
Where are you based out of?
From the West Coast here.
No, I kind of just travel around. I've been staying in San Diego with some friends. Been there for a month. I'll go back there for a couple of weeks. They're real nice people, the McCarthys. They got a nice track and everything that we can ride with them. So it works out well to stay there.
So yeah, you're just living the road warrior, aren't you? Just living on the road, sleeping on couches maybe?
Yeah, exactly. It's a pretty loose sleeping setup. I'm under the ping pong table in my bedroll, and then people on couches, people everywhere. But it's good. We all train together, and I got my van, so kind of load that with crap and off we go.
So what are your thoughts on the whole Endurocross experience? Is this your first season doing it then, or?
No, this is my third full season.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, but no, I'm liking it. I started, the first two rounds were really bad. I were just no good, but I changed, I guess, my mentality and whatnot. And the last couple rounds have been really good, or a lot better. And hope to keep that going.
Such a unique discipline too, isn't it? Like to focus on, it's all these people that are just specialists in this series now.
Yeah, exactly. And it works out well. A lot of us do this, Endurocross, and then hard enduro. So it keeps us busy for sure.
Right on. Well, looking forward to seeing how you do this rest of the year and this evening. And best of luck to you this year and next year.
Nah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Max Gersten, longtime Endurocross racer. Max, how's it going this year?
So far, so good. A few ups and downs, but overall enjoying the process and having a lot of fun, that's for sure.
This year seems like it's been a little tougher, hasn't it? It seems like there's, I think, kind of three past champions in the class right now, so it's pretty brutal out there.
Yeah, I mean, there's the enduro cross field is nothing short of world class right now, but it's great for the series because now if you do well in this series, then you're a world level rider, and all the top 10 guys right now are world level riders, and everybody's capable of a top five. So it's a great thing.
And then that kind of trickles over into the U.S. Hard Enduro Series where you guys kind of meet again. And once again, same thing. Everybody's battling. That series kind of seems like it keeps elevating each year and getting better.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not even racing the Hard Enduros anymore. I did a media deal with them this year, kind of like what Paul Bolton is doing. So as a representative of the Hard Enduro Series, I would love nothing more but to have all this, you know, foreign talent come over to the States and see what they got for the U.S. Hard Enduro Series. And yeah, just having everybody over here definitely elevates the sport.
Yeah, for sure. So what are you up to these days, like during the week? So are you full-time now racing, or are you doing other, like got something else going on too?
Everything I do seems like it's full-time, but I'm racing Endurocross. I'm doing the media specialist job for the U.S. Hard Enduro Series, and I do coaching in between it all. I do clinics, public clinics, off-road clinics through my business, Max Off-Road, and all that. So I'm either running here or running there.
Now, do you have, I'm just curious, because I've been seeing a lot of these people getting certified, that USMCA certification. Mm-hmm. Have you done that yet? Or?
Yep. I'm USMCA certified. Actually, my mechanic, Nick, is USMCA certified, and I have another coach, Katie, who's USMCA certified, and they do intro to dirt clinics and stuff like that back in Arizona, which is really fun. And I focus more on like the technical off-road riding type of clinics.
A lot of people don't really know about that. I've been learning more about it, and there's a lot of cool things about it, because it's like, it's not just like how to teach, it's how to conduct yourself as a professional, right? Like how to talk to younger people and just...
Yeah, 100%. There's a lot of good information on how to deal with people, but at the end of the day, the certification is great, and it clears you for emergency situations and it teaches you how to handle a lot of different situations. But experience is where having a lot of experience is the best way to have it. And everybody learns differently. And the USMCA does a great job of basically teaching you, here's what's going to happen. You know, people learn differently. There's going to be different situations. You have to deal with parents and different things. So I'm thrilled with the USMCA.
That's awesome. So what's next for Max Kirsten then? What do you got going on in the future?
Up next for me is I'm shooting for a top five this weekend. I want to finish the series strong with Boise and Reno. I've had a decent season, some ups and downs, but it's been a challenge just to get to the races. So I want to just finish strong and ride to my full potential these last two. And then after that, I'm going to get back into knife making again and keep my clinics going.
That you said knife making?
Yeah, I'm a knife maker. I've been a knife maker since I was a little kid. I haven't done it for a while, but I want to get back into it just for a hobby and something to do. And between that, coaching and clinics and racing and the U.S. Hard Enduro Series, I'll have my hands full.
That sounds cool. It sounds very technical and kind of very meticulous, like when you're doing the knife making.
It is very meticulous. I have to find the balance between my perfectionist self and productivity self, I guess.
That's hilarious. Yeah, it sounds like something that would be almost like a calming effect, like in very meditative, almost, doing something like that.
It is very meditative, and taking raw materials and turning it into a useful tool is satisfying in some way. So I don't know, it's fun. I've always liked doing it. It's kind of a weird thing, or a different type of thing, but I enjoy it.
That's super cool. Multi-talented Max Kirsten. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time today.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, we're here with seventh place in the standings, Tim Apollo. Tim, how you doing? You're from Germany, right? You came over for the Endurocross Series in the U.S.
What's up? Yeah, I'm from Germany, all the way, long way from me. Seventh in points, so I'm pretty happy with Endurocross this season. Competition is stacked, but I'm happy to be out there and get some good races in this season, so yeah.
Now, is this your second year in the series?
Yeah, I did last season, and that's my second season.
And then you do Super Enduro too, right? Like you compete in that series as well?
Yeah, as soon as this season is over, I'm going to do the Super Enduro season back in Europe. That's called the World Championship, FRM Super Enduro World Championship. So yeah, pretty stoked to keep racing.
So what else do you do? And do you do the Hard Enduro series in Europe as well then? Or
I'm not sure about next year, but I did AMA Hard Enduro Outdoors this year over here. And then I go right into Endurocross. And now we have Super Enduro right after. I'm not sure about what's coming after. I'll have to make a plan in the next couple of weeks, but we'll see. Something's going to happen.
Where have you been based at over here when you've been staying here in the U.S.?
I used to stay pretty much in Arizona, Phoenix area, and then I spent lots of time in California, San Diego. And now I'm pretty much traveling around because, like, weekend for weekend. Every weekend it's going to be a race, so just traveling around.
Lots of traveling in the U.S., isn't there?
Oh, yeah, it's a huge country. Can't compare to Germany. No.
How about, like, any, you've been able to go to any cool riding areas, like, you know, kind of bucket list places that you've seen, like Utah or anything like that? Or
yeah, I've been in Utah, I've been in Colorado, Montrose area, lots of riding in Arizona, lots of riding in California. I've been up in Idaho, in Coeur d'Alene area, so that's pretty cool. And I was in Tennessee this season, so I saw 23 states this year, so
that's cool. Awesome. Yeah, it's there's a lot of places here, like, it's almost like paradise, isn't it, for motorcycling? Yeah. Because Europe's way harder, isn't it? It's all private tracks.
It's all illegal if we would do that. I mean, it would be possible, but you get in prison probably. So yeah, it's a dreamland. You just can go wherever, go riding. It's amazing over here. I like it.
Awesome. So what do you think of the track tonight? Boise's always a good, you know, big track. And so expectations for tonight?
Nope. Having fun, giving my best, and I think everything's gonna happen by himself.
Awesome. Well, best of luck, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
All right, I'm here with Taddy Blazusiak, second place in points, right? I think you're tied in second.
Yeah.
Good to see you back at Enduro Cross. So how's it been going for you this year?
Yeah, it's been good, man. I mean, I'm happy to be back. You know, it's been, like 3-4 years since I've been here? Last in 19, you know, so it's been good to be back and, you know, cool to be that we're still up front, you know, racing for the championship. Last round in Denver cost us a lot of points, you know, with the fact she wanted me to do this hard enduro in between, you know, the races. So it kind of like threw me off with my prep and everything. But yeah, other than that, it's all good. I mean, I'm super stoked, you know, second in points, you know, winning some races and leading championship all the way up to Denver, which was awesome. And we're in it. So it's, you know, it's all about, you know, the next two races and definitely we're going to go out there and go hard as we can.
Well, it seems like, from what I can tell from the outside looking in, you're just having a lot of fun right now riding your motorcycle. And it's like, I don't know if it's his gas thing, like, you know, like Justin Barsha having fun, you know, with the gas. But man, it just seems like, you know, you did Erzberg rodeo this year.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just riding, having fun, having a good time.
Yeah, 100%. You know, it's like at this point in my career, you know, like I've won basically everything I wanted to win in my career, you know, so I was really fortunate with, you know, to accomplish everything I wanted to accomplish. And, you know, in the later stage of my career right now where I'm, you know, you kind of like see things from different perspective. I'm still super competitive, so I still want to be out there and win. But on the other hand, I would have done it. So, you know, it's a kind of a, I don't know.
It's a bonus round.
Yeah, it's like a mindset, you know, it's awesome. It's awesome to be out here, see all the fans and raise the voice. They're like 10 years younger, so it's awesome. Yeah.
Well, you're always a crowd favorite, it seems like. And, I mean, to win that opening round, that had to be pretty cool. Kind of a bonus too, right?
Yeah, 100%. You know, coming in, I knew that I was riding really good. You know, I had a rough season this year. I broke my wrist, you know, at the end of the Super Enduro season back home. So, you know, that cost me quite a few months, you know, like I was, you know, just, yeah, when bad injuries, like it's one of them injuries that, you know, they just take a lot of time. So, yeah, you know, I was coming in, knew I was riding good and I knew I had I knew that I wasn't going to be competitive in this championship. You know, like I'm going to be going for the championship. So yeah, to win the first one, you know, straight off the, you know, get this first one out of the way and win it. It's even awesome for sure.
Awesome. So what else do you get up to these days? Do you kind of help with the development of the bikes too with GasGas?
Yeah, you know, it's you know, at the end of the day, we are KDM Group. You know, we are Pure AG. So you know, it's basically, you know, helping out with the bikes, like you said. You know, I've been around the block for a while, so you know, my knowledge, like when it comes to the, you know, enduro cross, super enduro, and hard enduro, really helps, and the experience. So you know, we're helping out a little bit, you know, with that part. And but then on the other hand, I'm still, you know, full on racer. You know, we've been super busy with all the races, we all this championship we've been doing. So you know, it's been fun. I really enjoyed that new, you know, gas, you know, adventure. And it's cool. I think the red color makes it faster, to be honest.
what's going on for you next year then, going into next year? We just kind of more of the same?
Yeah, I mean, what I'm doing next year is I'm going to be focusing super enduro cross only. So it's going to be indoors only for me next year. That's my plan for the next 2 years. I want to like focus on the indoors and, you know, like I've done everything I wanted to do, I mean, both indoors and outdoors, to be honest. But, you know, I feel like indoor is a little bit more natural for me. Like I'm more of an all out, you know, guy. Like, you know, a 30 minute moto comes easier to me than racing for 8 hours. So it's like kind of my thing. I'm more of a racer, you know, all out racer than a hard enduro guy. So I'm in the stage of my career that I can actually decide what I want to do, which is really awesome. And the team, you know, agrees to, you know, with it. So it's cool. So yeah, that's me for next year, most probably for next 2 years.
Maybe you'll start a new trend, kind of like in Supercross, the Supercross only contract. You'll have the like Endurocross only contract.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of natural, I guess. You know, yeah. Towards the end, like it's. I mean, some guys that they've done both and they went outdoors only, for example. Like it's more natural for them. I think you just gotta know what's better for you and what do you enjoy doing more. Like I like being out here and just you know giving it everything for them 10 minutes. Like this is who I am.
The crowd energy, you know, you kind of build down there.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you know, it's just I like the environment, you know, of racing indoors. You know, like this is our Supercross, and for someone like myself that I'm pretty explosive and you know I like sprinting, so it's definitely you know what I'm best at for sure.
Yeah, well, Boise track always seems like it's a good one, seems to be a big one, good obstacles, so should be a fun one tonight. I mean, obviously you're probably going for the win, obviously
100%. You know, it's two rounds to go, and you know, we're going to be thinking points, but right now thinking points is actually trying to win, basically. So sure, we're going to have to see where the other guys are at, you know, once we get going. There's a three moto format, so we're going to be paying attention to everything, but it's go time.
Awesome. We really appreciate your time. Best of luck today.
Thank you very much.
Before we finish today's episode, first, we have a word from our sponsor.
I'm Bruce Martin, host of Pit Pass Indy. Each week, I go behind the scenes of the NTT IndyCar Series and introduce our listeners to the biggest stars of IndyCar, which features the Indianapolis 500 as its cornerstone event. The men and women that compete in IndyCar may be the bravest athletes in all of sport, as danger lurks around every corner. They are able to look danger in the eye without flinching. That is why the NTT IndyCar Series features the best racing on the planet. Join me every week as we talk to the stars of IndyCar, including the legends of the Indianapolis 500, on Pit Pass Indy from Evergreen Podcast.
All right, here at Boise Endurocross with Cody Webb. Cody, how's the season going for you so far?
Season's been going pretty well. A rough start at round one. Didn't score very many points and came out in 16th. Had to do daytime qualifiers for the first time since 2009, something like that for me. And then I finished second every time since, and I've just been putting myself in a good position and not making huge mistakes. Honestly, this season I've been behind the eight ball like I have the last couple seasons with Endurocross, with injuries and this and that. I mean, I missed pretty much all last year with the bad wrist and never healed right, but never realized that until I obliterated it in Super Enduro back in March, and pretty rough surgery to get back at it. And, you know, not a huge amount of time leading up to the season. Still feeling the effects of a sore wrist, but just going out there and trying to do my best every weekend and put myself in a good position. And, you know, I've clawed my way back in the championship. It'd still be obviously really tough to get the overall win, but, you know, we're still fighting hard and pretty solid chance at still finishing second if I stay consistent.
Yeah, I've noticed this year it seems like, I mean, the parity, I think I've never seen a series this competitive in quite a number of years. Seems like every race is just chaos, you know, like you could be win a moto and then the next one guy's sixth place. So, I mean, it's definitely crazy this year.
Yeah, it's super crazy. And then the fact that you have five or six guys who can easily win a moto and overall for the night if they put it all together, it's amps it up even more. I mean, a couple of years ago, after Taddy retired, and the first time since back now, but you know, maybe 2016, 2017, it was kind of like the Cody and Colton show. And man, everyone stepped it up huge. And you know, you got young guys like Cooper Abbott on Shergo team with me, and Tristan's Hearts obviously stepped it up a ton. So there's just a lot of guys battling it out, and all it takes is one bad moto and you're out for the night on winning that overall.
Like you said though, you're still, you know, you fought back, you're still in contention. I think you're 2 points maybe out of like tie for second place, so there's a chance to definitely be close to the championship. But what do you got, 2 rounds left? You're still gonna go for it though, right?
Yeah, 2 rounds left. I gotta go for it. I mean, you know, I was pretty bummed after the first round and kind of, you know, I didn't give up. I knew there was still a chance, but I was like, oh, whatever, the season's a wash. And I mean, the results have been all over across the board. I've just been clawing my way back and I intend on keep doing this. And man, I really at least want to get an overall win before the season finishes out. So, you know, maybe tonight, the night in Boise for me.
Right on. What's next then after that? Are you going to do the Super Enduro Series, or you got something else going on for next year going into 2023?
Yeah, so for 23, we're planning on doing the FIM Super Enduro Series. There's some crazy one-off race that Pastrana is putting on in Dominican Republic right after this series ends. So I'm doing Terra Inferno, which I don't know what.
I heard about that. Yeah. Actually, it looks pretty wild.
It's got like freestyle guys, flat track guys, hard enduro, and it's like a mixture of everything. But I think the moto guys will probably be screwed because I think it'll be pretty tough. I've been there before, so I'm going there. I mean, I'm kind of taking it as like a little family vacation and also riding at the same time. And
it's Travis Pastrana, so you know it's going to be nuts.
Yeah, I'm just really afraid there's going to be like elevated stuff hung by cables, and I'm nervous for that.
Taking your bike across like a expansion bridge or
something
like that.
Yeah, I've seen them. They made like a huge bowl turn out like over the sea where they like did a wall ride basically over the ocean water. So don't fall in there because salt is not good for the bike.
What about like obviously like U.S. Hard Enduro Series again too? You're going to do that full time next year?
Yeah. I really am looking forward to getting back to that series, man. I feel like I've kind of been at the forefront for all the hard enduro stuff here in the States. And, you know, the series kind of growing and expanding and trying to build momentum for it. And last year, or I guess this year, I missed the whole thing with the wrist injury. So I was super bummed and really looking forward to get back and try and make that series grow.
Yeah, that definitely series seems like it's on the up and up. Like the good rounds from what I saw this year. You know, like some of the ones that I actually like to watch were Jesse Ziegler, his Cycle News series was just a riot because it really showed how like the true what it's like to be an amateur racing that. And you guys just make it look so easy. But yeah, that series looks killer. And so, yeah, it'd be great to see you back in that next year. So it sounds like that's what you'll be doing.
Yeah, I'm doing hard enduro, enduro cross, super enduro. I'm trying to just juggle it all. So just really looking forward to get back on the two-stroke and doing that hard enduro stuff again. But I still got a while till that happens. So we'll do the best we can to prepare for next season.
Awesome. Well, we wish you all the best, and I appreciate your time today. All right, I'm here with Tristan Hart, points leader in the Enduro Cross Championship Series. Tristan, man, it's been one hell of a year for you this year, man. You've wrapped up the U.S. Enduro Hard Enduro Championship. You're winning the Enduro Cross Championship. Got a podium at Erzberg. Man, it's been one hell of a year.
Yeah, I mean, really good year. If you would have asked me a couple years ago if I had a season like this, I would have been like, yeah, that'd be amazing. But now that it's happening, it just kind of feels normal, I'd say, and kind of just what I expect of myself at this point. So it's really cool that it's happening, but I mean, I've been at this for a long time now, so I kind of expected this at some point. So
yeah, you just seemed like you just keep progressing every year, getting better and better. Like you said, to land on the podium at Erzberg Rodeo, that had to be a pretty big kind of a bucket list thing there for you.
Yeah, Erzberg was big, and that race just has so much going on too, and the Europeans definitely, they have that place dialed. So as a North American to go over there and get on the podium, it's pretty hard nowadays, I'd say. So we'll see how the North Americans do there in the future. We still have Cody, who I think could have won that race a couple years ago if he didn't get hurt. But we got Ryder coming up who's going to be good there. So hopefully we can get an all-North American podium one day. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, it seems like I've noticed in there, you know, other people have said this too. There's kind of like this new school of these hard enduro riders, like maybe like yourself and like Ryder LeBlanc's a good example, that kind of grow up just riding that hard enduro. So it's like very much a specialist now. Would you say that's kind of the case?
Yeah, for sure. Because most of these guys, other than me and Ryder and Wade Young, they're all like grew up riding trials till they were 20 years old, where me and Ryder kind of grew up riding this stuff. So it's just all different, but it's definitely, it's cool that we didn't grow up riding trials all our life and we're still able to do it. Cause a couple years ago, if you didn't ride a trials bike from when you were 3 to 20, you stood no chance of success in this sport. So feel like I've kind of changed that a bit here, kind of changed the motto, and hopefully going forward, we get more young kids that just get into it young and just come in and change the sport.
Right on. So what do you think about, have you seen the track yet here? Yeah. Boise always seems like it's a good round here. It's like big obstacles, rocks, yeah. Lots of good stuff.
So yeah, normally it's in your face here in Boise, and the logs are usually huge and the dirt's really good. But this year is a bit on the easier side, I'd say. It's a really tough matrix, but other than that, everything's going to be really tight, I think, between the top guys. So to make something happen here, you're just going to have to be pretty aggressive, I think.
Speaking of tight, I mean, it just seems like the racing this year is just like, I don't think it's been this close in quite a few years, where you've got quite a bit of parity this year. You've got probably four previous champions in there. So, I mean, there's a lot of, yeah, it seems like from one race to the next, you got people finishing, winning a race and then go to fifth. And, you know, it's kind of chaotic.
Yeah, for sure. This year, probably the deepest field we've ever had of like top guys. I think there's six guys that can win on any given night, just on the way the night folds out. So it's definitely it's a good year to be a fan and come and watch one of these, that's for sure.
Yeah, so I assume like the goal is just, you know, full steam ahead going for this championship. And then what about into next year? What's, you got any ideas what your plans are going to be for next year?
Well, it'll probably be more or less the same, just dabbling in Europe and then also doing the two series here in the U.S. That'll be the, hopefully when I go over to Europe, I can do a little better. I've kind of struggled going to Europe with the bike. I don't know what it is, but when I go to Europe, it's just, it's not the same Tristan Hart that's here in the U.S. So hopefully we can figure that out next year and kind of put it on the top spot over in Europe.
Well, speaking of that U.S. Hard Enduro Series, it just seems like that just keeps progressing, getting better and better. Some of the races they had, like the Idaho round, looked like it was amazing this year. So, yeah, I think that series seems like it's on the up and up.
Yeah, for sure. The U.S. Hard Enduro scene is growing really fast. So I think going forward, that's going to be one of the top series in the States.
Awesome.
We really appreciate your time. Best of luck today, and thanks again.
Thank you.
All right, Boise Endurocross, Ron. We're here with Colton Haker, five-time champion. Colton, how's your season been so far?
It's been a rough one, man. Yeah. I haven't even landed on the podium. I've tied twice for third, have good runs, but just seem to have at least one really bad moto where just things just cash after we could go wrong. I don't know if I can really pinpoint on anything particular, but it is what it is. You have up years, down years. If you can just kind of keep yourself in the middle and just realize that you still got it. You just need to have it put together in the right way, then it's all good.
Yeah. So anyways, the Boise round, always a good round. Seems like it's a big track, big obstacles, but I guess it seems like it's a little mellower.
Yeah.
Expectations for tonight? I'm obviously going for the win, but.
Yeah, I'm always trying to win, right? So, I mean, I've been trying to win all year, so we're just kind of trying to keep that going.
Yeah. So what have you been doing in between? So you're doing a Durocross this year. You did a little bit of like, I think you did some U.S. Hard Enduro rounds.
Yep.
You didn't do the whole series though, right?
Yeah, I did. Oh, whole you did. Series, okay. Yeah. I got injured. I got Lyme disease last year. I got Epstein-Barr this year.
Oh, wow. So how is that something you got here? Like in Idaho, the Lyme disease? I think it comes from a tick.
I got it in Ohio.
Oh yeah. Damn Ohio.
Racing in Ohio. I got bit by a tick in the race and then I got home and all of a sudden I had a big old ring from a tick and they're like, yeah, that's Lyme disease. So,
it's nothing to mess with either, is
no,
it?
No, yeah, it's a bit of a couple of weeks there. You're like, hey, is it gone? You good? You know, yeah. And then Epstein-Barr this year, another weird one. So, I don't know.
So, yeah, you're full-time Idaho now, I think you're saying?
Yeah, full-time in Coeur d'Alene.
But what's in store for next season? Kind of just more of the same? Or?
Yeah, contracted with Rockstar Husky, same deal, U.S. Hard Enduro and Endurocross. And so, got two kids at home, four-year-old and two-year-old. This week we were thinking about switching them schools and different schools. So I'm doing real life, real life choices, real parenting. So, you know, some days I'm a big time parent and some days I'm a big time racer and some day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But,
Hashtag dad life, dad right? Life.
Yeah. We're mixing it up all the time. So, it's fun. It's been cool. Obviously it's evolution of life. So, I don't know, looking forward to next year having, some better results, kind of trying to improve on what I did this year and just, you know, try to get at least one more Endurocross championship next year while I still have a contract and then we'll be the winningest Endurocross rider to date.
Heck
so
yeah.
That'll be the goal.
How about Super Enduro? You doing that series?
No, it doesn't look like I'm going to Super Enduro. I honestly, timing for me is tough.
Yeah.
I live in North Idaho now, so winters aren't exactly ideal. I'd love to stay in California, but like I said, I got a four-year-old and two-year-old and taking them out of school and doing the whole thing to train properly in California. It's just difficult. It's not totally the easiest thing in the world, but I think if given the opportunity to go, I would make it happen.
Right on. Well, appreciate your time. Best of luck tonight and all the best next season.
Thank you.
Here at the Boise Enduro Cross with Ryder LeBlond. Ryder, eighth in the points right now. Is this your first time with the Enduro Cross series?
No, this is technically my third year doing it. Second year doing it in the indoors. So, but yeah, having fun with it and need to step it up a little bit.
Now, in addition to this, like you also do the U.S. Hard Enduro series, right? Is that your primary focus?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think for right now, both of these series are equally important for me. Honestly, this one maybe a little more because I struggle more, but I definitely have like proven myself a little more at the Hard Enduros. I just need to do the same here.
Yeah. Now I've actually talked to quite a number of people that have said like, you are one of those people that's kind of like the new school for hard enduro. Like you didn't necessarily grow up riding enduro and then had a trials background. You pretty much have focused on hard enduro and enduro cross type riding.
Yeah, pretty much. Like I grew up racing, I actually grew up racing hair scrambles, the GNCCs. And up until 2020, that's all I did. And then just made the switch over because I seem to do a little better at it. And honestly, I enjoy riding it more. So why would I not?
Yeah, absolutely. And so it looks like you're pitted under the Rockstar team canopy here. So are they kind of helping you out for the Endurocross series?
Yeah, for sure. Husky is helping me out a ton this year. They stepped in right after the last hard enduro, and they're taking my bike to the races and makes it way easier for me. I don't have to worry about getting the bike ready. Marshall, he's been working on the bike for me, Husky mechanic, and the whole team, they've been helping me out a ton.
Now, you said you're from the East Coast, right?
Yes, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, yeah. I grew up in Ohio, so I thought you were from back east. Yeah. So it's got to be hard to kind of split your time between the east and the west, too. This series is pretty much on the west. And then Harder Daryl's just all over the place. But
yeah, it definitely makes it more difficult for this series in particular because the closest one is Denver. And if I drove, that's 27 hours. And that's, like, kind of unreasonable. Like, if you want to get good training and if you want to, like, get to the race on time, like, it's like, so I just fly this year. It's a little more expensive, I think, but it's like one of those things, like spend a little more, but it pays off. Hopefully get there sooner and more time to recover after.
Absolutely. So plans for next year, like going into next year, I would assume like the U.S. Hard Enduro Series, are you going to do this again? Or
yeah, that's my plan. Do the same exact thing. Hopefully do some more races in Europe too. Like this year I did Erzberg. Next year I hope to do a couple more over there and just see where it all takes me.
How was the Erzberg experience for you?
It was pretty good. I struggled more than I thought I would, but I mean, I got 10th, which I think is pretty good for my first time. I didn't finish, which was like my biggest goal was to finish, but it was a gnarly year this year. I guess it was the hardest it's ever been, so I got a true taste of it.
I mean, how crazy is that? You get 10th and you didn't finish. Okay, that just shows you how difficult that race is.
Yeah, for sure. It's like just how many good people there are too. Like top 30 is like the top five here. There's so many more racers over there, and it's been around a lot longer, so everyone's so good. It's tough to get in that top 10, let alone finish the race. So, but yeah, I'm looking forward to everything that happens the next year.
I mean, this series right now, there's some parity right now in this series. I mean, I think we have four past champions now right now lining up, so definitely a serious competition this year.
It is, yeah. The field is like stacked. There's, in my opinion, there's like 6-7 guys who could like win motos and be on that podium. So just got to get good starts is, I found, the most important thing. I've got bad starts this year, and it's kind of where you finish. Other guys have got bad starts, and they finish in the back. Like, it is just, you just got to be up there to win.
Awesome. Well, looking forward to seeing where your career goes over the next few years. You seem like you're definitely one of those riders to be on the lookout for, and good luck, and best of luck to you for this year and next year, too.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, I'm here at Boise Round Enduro Cross with Johnny Walker, tied second place in points. What are your expectations coming in this round?
I'm feeling good coming in. Last week I was third, but I felt like I was the fastest there. So I'm feeling confident coming into here that I can do the same, but obviously the main goal is to win and get some points back tonight, and then hopefully we can fight it out for the championship at the final round.
In addition to this, are you going to do the Super Enduro Series after this then?
Yeah, so I've had to send my mechanic home from here now just because we've only got 4 weeks before the World Championship. And yeah, we've got no engines at home, no bikes built. So he's gone home to build them because we're good here. I've got a mechanic here. So yeah, in 4 weeks, we start the World Championship.
So for next year then, will you do like the hard Enduro Series in Europe again? Or are you thinking about maybe coming over here or like splitting your time?
Yeah, I don't have much of a plan at the moment. I'm going to go home from here, race the Super Enduro World Championship, which finishes in March. And then I want to come back out here, race the Enduro Cross at the end of the year. So that gives me like 6 months to do other races. I'm not going to race the World Outdoor Championship. I think I'll just do fun races. I might come out here, do one or two races here, a few races in Europe, and then just some random races that I pick around the world.
So it's interesting. I was talking to Taddy a little bit ago, and he said he's thinking about doing just an indoor only next year, kind of like starting like a Supercross only thing. You guys for Endurocross, we're going to have an Endurocross only now.
Yeah, that's my plan. I speak to Taddy a lot, and we're both on the same level kind of thing. We're both old. So, well, we're not old, but me and him prefer to do the indoor races. So I enjoy them a lot. So to race the outdoors as well, we've got 10 races of them. If we did 7 races Super Enduro, 7 races of the Enduro Cross, that's like every weekend. So
yeah, and it's got to be just a completely different setup on the bikes and everything too. So it's just going back and forth.
Exactly. And he used to have a Enduro Cross only deal anyways, Enduro Cross and Super Enduro. So he's pushing to go back that way. I'm kind of pushing to go that way because I've had so many injuries. And racing the long races like 5 days, 8 hour days, is just not good for all my injuries that I've had.
Right on. Really appreciate your time, and I'll let you get back to it. I know you got a lot going on here, and so best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. that's a wrap from the Boise Endurocross.
Enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow Pit Pass Moto on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. If you have a moment, please rate and review our show. We'd really appreciate it. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and visit pitpassmoto.com, where you can check out our blog, listen to past episodes, and purchase your own Pit Pass Moto swag.
This has been a production of Evergreen Podcasts. A special thank you to Tommy Boy Halverson and the production team at Wessler Media. I'm Dale Spangler.
And I'm Dave Sulecki. See you next week on Pit Pass Moto.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.